Let us open this New Year's convention with the use of hymn number 34. Hymn 34. We'll remain seated for all the verses. For us the morning resolve, Brother Dan Beard, the vow unto the Lord, and Brother Brent Hislop will read for us the manna text and comment in that order. Brother Paul, please.
My earliest thought I desire shall be, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits towards me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord for grace to help. I will pay my vows unto the Most High. Psalms 116, 12 through 14. Remembering the divine call, gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. I resolve that by the Lord's assisting grace, I will today, as a saint of God, continuing the work of the sacrificing the flesh in its interests, fulfill my vows that I may attain unto the heavenly inheritance in joint heirship with my Redeemer. I will strive to be simple and sincere towards all. I will seek not to please and honor self, but the Lord. I will be careful to honor the Lord with my lips, that my words may be unctuous and blessed to all. I will seek to be faithful to the Lord, the truth, the brethren, and all with whom I have to do, not only in great matters, but also in the little things of life. Trusting myself to divine care and the providential overruling of all my interests for my highest welfare, I will seek not only to be pure in heart, but to repel all anxiety, all discontent, all discouragement. I will neither murmur nor repine at what the Lord's providence may permit, for faith can firmly trust him, come what may.
A vow unto the Lord. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy rule come into my heart more and more, and thy will be done in my mortal body. Relying on the assistance of thy promised grace to help in every time of need, through Jesus Christ our Lord, I register this vow. Daily will I remember at the throne of heavenly grace the general interests of the harvest work, and particularly the share which I myself am privileged to enjoy in that work, and the dear co-laborers everywhere. I vow to still more carefully, if possible, scrutinize my thoughts and words and doings to the intent that I may be the better enabled to serve Thee and Thy dear flock. I vow to Thee that I will be on the alert to resist everything akin to spiritism and occultism, and that, remembering that there are but the two masters, I shall resist these snares in all reasonable ways as being of the adversary. I further vow that with the exceptions below, I will at all times and in all places conduct myself toward those of the opposite sex in private exactly as I would do with them in public, in the presence of a congregation of the Lord's people. And so far as reasonably possible, I will avoid being in the same room with any of the opposite sex alone unless the door to the room stand wide open. Exceptions in the case of brethren, wife, children, mother, and natural sisters. In the case of sisters, husband, children, father, and natural brothers.
What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. The close of the year is an excellent time for the making of new resolutions for the year to come. Let us, beloved brethren, make plenty of good resolves respecting what we shall be willing to be, to do, to suffer in fellowship with our Lord, that we may by His grace make of it the best year thus far of our lives, the year of largest hopes, of largest endeavors, and by the Lord's grace of largest successes in self-sacrifice, in overcoming the world in its spirit, in vanquishing self and the desires of the flesh, in resisting the adversary, and in glorifying our Lord and blessing His people. What shall I render unto the Lord for all His benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all His people.
Thank you, brother. A lot of the first chairman of the convention always falls to make a number of announcements, so you'll have to bear with us for a few minutes. In this hall, there's four lights across the back of the hall, we've been told, and at some time during the day, they're on a timer switch, and they'll probably go out, and they're not going to come back on again. So if anybody's sitting in there and they go out, don't let them worry them. And in case you are sitting there and you'd like to come forward, the brethren thought that would even be better. Also, the brethren on the accommodations committee have a table out in the rear that any one of you who are not placed for this evening are to go to see the brethren that are on this committee, Brother John Peters and Brother John Ukrainsky. Also, there's a children's Bible class program that starts today at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and programs are on the table for both groups in the lobby outside. There's one note that they're asking us to make. Tomorrow, the brethren are planning an activity for the groups where you're going to need some old clothes, and so it's on the program also. So tomorrow, in case you're coming and you happen to have some older clothes, they ask you to bring them with you. Another announcement that there is a question meeting tomorrow afternoon. And so that the brethren would get an opportunity to look over these questions, the brethren have requested that they be put in the box. There's a special box out for questions outside the hall, but they'd like them in the box by this afternoon at around 5 o'clock. So take note of that. If you have some questions you'd like to put in the box, brethren will endeavor to answer as many of them as they can in the time that is allotted. Also, during the course of the convention, some of our brethren may take a little ill or are not feeling exactly well in their health. So the brethren have arranged for a lounge, teacher's lounge, to have in case anyone would get ill during the convention. It's requested, though, that it's mainly set aside for brethren who are ill. We don't want to have everybody going in just because they're maybe a little bit tired. And there are a few program changes you may want to note on your program we'd like to make at this time. Whereas Brother Irwin Duran was not able to come and serve us at the convention, although his name is printed on the program. And any time you'll see the name of Brother Duran, Brother Robert Alexander will be serving in that portion on the program, and so we'd ask you to make that change. Then on today's program, as you come down, and maybe you have noticed, we have two services listed at the same time, which is a little hard to do. So the last service of the day should have its time from 5 o'clock to 5:45. Brother Rice's service, not 3:30 to 4:30 as listed here on the program. We have special love and greetings from the Raffles that were not able to be with us. And for our own brethren here, the Farrell family sends special greetings. And also there, our sister Overby, who is quite ill, is undergoing surgery this morning. And she requests a special interest in our prayers in regard to her surgery and her condition. There's undoubtedly a lot of other announcements that brethren were going to request me to make sometime during the convention, but as of now, that's the ones we have listed. On our program, they've suggested we have an address of welcome. Undoubtedly, I think all of you well recognize you are welcome to this convention. The brethren in Chicago are so glad that so many of you came out to our convention at the close of a year and the beginning of a new year. It seems appropriate that the brethren would endeavor to come together at a time like this to start out, as it were, the new year on a, as it were, a new leaf being written on the pages of our life. It is with the prayers and the hopes that the year that is shortly to come upon us will have us progressing more in the way, or at least not sliding backwards in the way of the closing year. And we think of Brother Russell's so appropriate manna text and comment that we'll read tomorrow when he's talking about the starting of a new year. And he said, "Thanks be to God that His grace has preserved us and kept us from falling through another year, that so many of us are still of one heart and one mind in respect to His word and its service. It should surely call forth our thanks to God that the opening of another year finds us standing fast, appreciating the truth, and in full accord with all the divine appointments by which He has kept us from falling." As each one of you undoubtedly read that manna text and comment, your thoughts agree wholeheartedly, we believe, with the remarks of Brother Russell. A question may be asked, what did we come to this convention for? And a number of reasons could be given, and undoubtedly they would all be very noble ones. Some have come to renew fellowship with others. Some have come to, as the Lord has directed us, to forsake not the assembling of ourselves together. Some may have come with heavy hearts to this convention. Let us, in everything that we say and do, help those brethren that came for any specific reason. Let us endeavor that this year will find us closer to our brethren in the spirit of love, rejoicing in the truth, and by that truth that the Lord's grace has kept us through another year. On behalf of the brethren here in Chicago, we welcome you wholeheartedly to this convention, and we pray that at its end that we may find all of us saying it has been well and good to have been here. We have profited by the remarks that have come from the platform and the fellowship that we have had. We've mentioned before that sometimes it's good to try to fit us in ourselves into a brother's admonitions, and rather to think that that talk that the brother is giving is very good for brother so-and-so or sister so-and-so, and it has no effect for us. Let us try to take the remarks in such a way that we ourselves may be profited by the blessings of this convention. And so again, we welcome you on behalf of the brethren here, and we're rejoicing that so many of you saw fit at this time to come to this convention.